Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. With regards to lessons from Quran and how to take meaning from the surahs that we recite, after completing qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, surah qul huwallahu ahad comes after tabbat yada. Some ulama have mentioned that's the unique sequence of Quran, that the final zalim, the height of evil, Abu Lahab resembles that. The height of evil in every era. The height of evil. Example, you had an era which we call the Tatars. So when everyone around them in front of the Tatars, no one was called evil. They were the height of evil. But when the height of evil would stand, and everyone will feel that this is the end now. No one will ever destroy this. Who can destroy it? And a day comes where you see that entire fitna collapse. Naturally, the question will be that, how? The next surah says, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Say, it is He, Allah. He. Every era, you will see the height of evil. A power which will act like I'll never fall. And then you will see it collapse. They saw Russia at a time where it was known as the great bear. Our bear rips. In the books of fiqh they write, you can train a dog. You can train a cheetah. You can train the falcon. Many birds, many animals you can train to hunt. They say, but a lion, because of his proud nature, and a bear because of its evil nature, you can't train it. It could be your best friend, but the day it wants to show itself, it will show it. They were a bear, Russia, USSR, a bear. They ripped through countries, through people. They had no feeling. Collapsed. They collapsed. At that time, the world got shocked. Like who? Someone will say it was the people of Afghanistan who collapsed them. Someone will say America was sending weapons that collapsed them. Somebody else will say because they had now become too big, they collapsed. Everyone will have some story. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala writes, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. It was He, Allah. End of the story. There's a book written about the Roman Empire. And what a thing, why did the Roman Empire collapse? Now, the Roman Empire in its time, but it collapsed. Now to write, why did the Roman Empire collapse? And how many chapters to show the theft in the money and the issue about women, and chapter, chapter, chapter. And a person reads it, he'll say, the author wasted his time. One sentence would have given the answer, Hu Allahu Ahad. It is He, Allah. When he said drop, it fell. Everything. So the unique place of the surah after Tabbat Yada, you will see the collapse of mighty, mighty zalims. And a natural thought will come to you, I never thought it possible. How? Qul, Hu Allahu Ahad. He is Allah the One. Allahu Samad, Allah the Most Independent. Previously we had mentioned, ulama have written that there is ikhlas. Ikhlas means sincerity. You have sincerity in worship, and that is mentioned in قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. In my method of worship, in my slavery, I can't be like you. Now you are mukhlis in ibadah. Now you are sincere in being a slave. And one is ikhlas fil aqidah. One is ikhlas fil ibadah, and that comes when you continuously read قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. Sincerity in being Allah's slave comes. That I can't worship what you people worship. And when a man reads قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, ikhlas in aqidah comes. What is aqidah? We normally translate it as sincerity in belief. But what is a belief? Aqdun means to tie a knot. When you say something is tight, it can't open up. In the military, they teach people how to make that knot. You have to tie it so well that if the man tries to loosen it, it can't loosen. That's called an aqidah, aqd. We call it a belief, but the word aqd and belief, you can see what a difference. Something that is tight, to be sincere in that knot, meaning to really believe it is one, you'll have to read the surah again and again and again. A man who recites the surah continuously. We normally recite it when someone dies, or when we pass the qabr, and we say, three Qur'ans for you. The man reciting it, he needs it more than the dead person. Because the dead person now, whatever not aqidah he went with in the grave, the first thing the angel would ask him, how's the aqidah? That you came with a belief, is it tight or is it loose? But he's already been questioned. We still have to be questioned. The more you will read the surah, the more this knot will tighten. What is this knot? That Allah who destroyed the mightiest of zalims, I have to be for that Allah. I have to be for it. Oh Allah, it is He Allah, the One. It is He Allah, fully independent. Allahu Samad. We mentioned this previously also, every surah in Quran besides surah Fatiha, the name of that surah, you will find it somewhere in the surah. The name of the surah, you will find it somewhere in the surah. Surah Idha Ja'a Nasrullah. Nasrun is mentioned. Fatah is mentioned. Whatever name you're looking for, Surah Al-Baqarah. Baqarah is mentioned. Lahab will be mentioned. Kawthar will be mentioned. Everywhere you're looking for something, Kafirun will be mentioned. But Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad. This is called Surah Ikhlas. But in the whole surah, you will see no mention of ikhlas. Every other surah of Quran, you will find whatever its name is, as you're reading it, you'll say, here's it. Qul huwallahu ahad. You will not find ikhlas mentioned in the surah. But the man who will recite the surah continuously, how many times must you read it? Read it once every night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked his companions, that is it too hard to ask you that before going to sleep, I want you to read one third of Quran? He said, is it too hard to ask you? Before going to sleep, I want you to read one third of Quran. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they could have done it. 10 paras for them, 10 juz. It would have been hard, but they would have done it. They sometimes stood behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in salah. A sahabi says, I stood behind the Nabi of Allah in ruku. His ruku was as long as it takes a person to recite Surah Baqarah. He stood. He remained. Allah's Nabi remained. He remained. They could have pulled it, but for the sake of the people coming after, they said, oh Allah's Nabi, every night, where will a person manage every night 10 juz? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so I ask you, recite one time, Qul huwallahu ahad, and you will have the reward of one third of the Quran. So many people, when they recite, they say, why one third? I'll take the whole Quran. So recite it 3 times. Inshallah, Allah will give the reward. But he never wanted his ummah to read it for that reward. That reward was said to make us read it. Understood the difference? Not read it for the reward. I'm mentioning the reward so you can read it. So the question comes, so why must I read it? You don't go backwards. Then they call it door. Door means you're going around. That the reward is so you read it. Read it for the reward. Reward is for reading it. No. Reward is so you can read it. I need you to read it because it will make your aqidah solid. I need you to read it because it will make your aqidah solid. Suddenly, Qul Wallahu Ahad comes for us. Now when I pass the grave, oh dead man, you need the whole Quran sawab and I need the surah. So let me read it. I need my aqeedah to be solid and you need the sawab of one Quran. I'll give you the sawab of the Quran. You make dua, I get a solid aqeedah. Because I still have to go and answer. The surah, ikhlas. Sincerity in that knot. So tight that knot must be. So sincere. So then ulama explain that where in surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad are you finding this ikhlas? And this is a very unique point. The word samad, they explain. Samad, it comes from the word masmood. Samadun masmoodun, which means a mountain. Something big. So then came the time where a fort was called. Samad. Now we haven't seen forts in our time. If you drive into some areas, you'll see the fort on the mountain. A fort was such, it was built in such a manner that the enemy, if they reach, they won't get in. It's on the top of the hill, mountain. So it's just that door. But you have to make sure you get into the door before the enemy comes. Now if the announcement is made, the enemy are coming. The farmers, the women, the children, everyone starts running. Where are they running to? They're running to the fort. The fort's door will stay open. But the people running have to make sure they run towards the door. If they run towards the fort but not the door, they land outside the fort. And they're not going to be saved from the enemy. Again, let's look at it. If this desk is the fort, and this gadget is the door, the gadget is placed in the center. From very far, I can see this gadget. But the fort is big. Now as I start running, I need to get into that door. I know if I go slightly to the right, I'll reach right next to the door, but not the door. And if I go slightly this way, and I go slightly this way, I'll reach right to the fort, but I'm not getting in the fort. When a man is going towards Allah, he has to understand that Allah is a fort, samad. But the door is smaller than the entire fort. If he is not sincere in his run, he will move slightly to the left, that everyone else will find him performing salah. But his salah is not going into the fort, it's slightly to the left. There's a little show in it, little show. He will even say, so little. But you'll tell him that so little, as you will carry on running on that line, you will miss the door. Then when you will land on the day of Qiyamah, Almighty Allah will announce, Ana aghna shuraka. There are many deals in this world, businesses, that when the time comes for profits, every partner says, where's mine, where's mine? Almighty Allah says, I'm that one. That if there had to be a business deal and there's a partner for me, I'll tell you, don't worry of my prophet, you take it all. So Allah on that day will say, if you worshipped me, and you did a little for somebody else, then tell somebody else the whole thing is for him. I don't want it. You missed the door. It is this word, Allahu Samad. Allah is the fort. Allah is the fort. Allah is the fort. That teaches a man, then I have to run towards the fort. A little on the left and I'm off. A little on the right I'm off. Allahu Samad. Allahu Samad. As we will read the surah, our knot will become tight. Our direction in life will become more straight again. Ikhlas in aqidah will be created. Allah in His kindness through the barakah of Quran, bless us all with sincerity in ibadah and sincerity in aqidah.